Michael Funston, congratulations. How does that feel?
It feels unbelievable. It's probably one of the most unbelievable moments of my football career, to be honest.
Tell us about the goal. I suppose it was a fortunate one, really, yeah, but you were putting him under pressure.
Yeah, it was me and I think Raymond closed him down, and he was too casual down there, and we knew there was a mistake in him, to be honest, so that was part of the game plan, and he took a bad touch, and I've just rounded the keeper and finished it, and you know, thank God for that.
And it just went over the line as well.
Yeah, just over the line, but it was over the line when I looked round. I was hoping the flag would go up. We haven't got many decisions tonight, but the linesman was strong and he put up the flag for us.
The longer the game went on though, Michael, the legs were going. I mean, you had to go off. You ran yourself into the ground, and a few others as well. But yeah, like, in fairness, you had men came off the bench and did well.
Yeah, well, that's it. Maybe the younger guys, you know, haven't had a chance, you know, to show what they can do, you know, in many games. We know what they can do. We know what the squad we have here. And you know, all I asked is that on 90 minutes, be honest. If you were struggling, and I knew I was struggling, I didn't want to get caught for a chance for them to break. So I put up my hand, and I had no fear of the people coming on for me. Absolutely none. Matthew Crossan's been unbelievable for this season.
And tell me, you were part of the side that won down in Waterford. That was a memorable night back in 2007. Seems an awful long time ago. I mean, what is this compared to tonight's game compared to that one?
Yeah, I don't like comparing because it's very hard. I had to work with a special team. Paul Hegarty was amazing then. But just with this group of players, you know, it's a very Donegal-based players. You know, yeah, we have one or two, but there's great togetherness there. And I believe we lost the league because we didn't believe that much. You know, and then when we seen the way the league finished out, yes, we believe we could win the playoff. We didn't really bother about if it was Drogheda or Limerick. You know, we believed, and the belief was there, and you've seen it. You know, BJ Banda came on, and, you know, a young fella with great talent, scored a great header, an unbelievable header, and, you know, the rest is history.
And a memorable night in front of a huge crowd.
Yeah, that's what we wanted. You know, Ollie Horgan, when he took the job 2 years ago, you know, he took the club off his knees. It took us a long time to get crowds here. You know, we spent, 8 weeks at the top of the league, and crowds were starting. They didn't know should they believe in us or not. And I think, you know, if anything, we've shown tonight, you know, whatever we lack in a technical ability, we give everything for the jersey. And when you do that for a club and a manager, I think sometimes we'll not be too far away. And I just hope the club actually realise that they need, for the Premiership, to sit and have their AGM as early as possible so Ollie has his budget for next year.
Good man, Michael. Well done.
No problem.
Kieran Call, fantastic night.
Absolutely unbelievable. That's why I came to this club at the very start, to get them promoted, get everyone on there and get up in the Premier.
You have a smile on you as white as the fin.
I can't describe in words how happy I am, to be honest. I nearly cried at the end of it. It was tears of delight. That's what they were for. Absolutely brilliant. That crowd out there, it was unbelievable. Yeah. Absolutely class.
They played their part, Kieran.
Exactly, they did. They're that 12th man. That's what they were. They're a 12th man out there tonight for us. And hopefully now they can keep coming down up into the Premier.
So there was belief in that team. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Ollie has said that all along. He was paying his credit after the wins over UCD and then down in Limerick the other night. Even though he's lost, he was full of praise for the performance.
Yeah. Ollie's the man. Ollie and James, the backroom staff, everything here is the brilliant. Absolutely class. But when we were away down in Limerick, we did go one down. But doesn't matter, as I said before, it doesn't matter who comes here, we'll still take them. We'll play our part in it, and you've seen tonight, they came to us and we beat them, so that's us on the top.
Yeah, everything worked a treat tonight.
Exactly.
The goal, Michael Funston's goal, coming at a stage of the game where Harps were creating chances, and they punished a sloppy piece of play at the back by Limerick, 1-0 up at half time.
Yeah, it's, you know, we sort of knew at the very start that when it was like that we had a bit of a thing in between us that they weren't the unbelievable the back, but we took out the advantage, and then we gave them pressure on them, and then it paid out come the very end then, so it did. So it was absolutely class.
Fantastic. What about the winning goal from BJ?
BJ's the man.
BJ
Banda's the man.
Yeah. He's written himself in the Harps folklore, Kieran.
Definitely. The thing is, he got his chance, he took his chance, and he's still scoring yet. Yeah. So time now to party for a week.
Enjoy the celebrations, Kieran. Thank you.
Thank you.